Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to let you know that this episode is airing in support of two important organizations. One of them is the Broadway Advocacy Coalition.
The Broadway Advocacy Coalition builds the capacity of individuals, organizations, and communities to dismantle the systems that perpetuate racism
through the power of storytelling and the leadership of people directly affected. For more about them and to join us in supporting their amazing efforts, find them on Instagram at BWAY Advocacy Coalition.
And the other organization is Broadway for Racial Justice.
Broadway for Racial Justice is a nonprofit organization of BIPOC fighting for racial justice and equity within the Broadway and theatrical communities at large.
For more about them and to join us in supporting the amazing things that this group is doing every day, find them on Instagram at Broadway for Racial Justice.
And now for your regularly scheduled Broad Wasted.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, We're Drunk on Theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and oh my poppins, we're headed to Chicago so we can be waiting for Guffman. We're one jump ahead of Aladdin, but if Brandy Cinderella has anything to say about it, the Constitution means to me, then we'll just be singing in the rain. Is that a Fiddler on the Roof, or The Little Shop of Horrors, or just a meta joke from the Muppets movie? Oh well, hocus pocus, I say. Joining us today are the usual hairspray newsies, including Kevin, the Muppets Christmas Carol Jaeger.
That was such a good choice. Thank you.
Kimberly, our Eurovision game master and official babysitter for the hour.
Is it because of the LED lighting?
Yeah, ding dong.
Yeah, ding dong.
Oh, so good.
And with us today, center stage, is a Hammy and a Tammy. Let's give a big Broad Wasted welcome to friends of the show.
Friends of the show.
Aaron J. Albano and Haley Pachu.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
I love that song.
Welcome to our episode where we're going to do some movie club trivia. This is part one, but we'll get into all of that before we start. What are you drinking? Kevin, Aaron, what are you two drinking?
Well, from our last Patreon episode, we had a recommendation from House de Jaeger of the Chateau de Saint Michel. Chateau Saint Michel?
Man.
Yeah. Chateau Saint Michel.
How much of that have you had to drink?
No. I guess more than I expected. We're both drinking the Cab Sav.
Yes.
We're drink twins, and it's very good. It was highly recommended, and I am a fan.
And it's not super expensive. It's like a very affordable, good drinking wine.
It's not super cheap, but it's not super expensive.
Well, I mean, it's like $4 chuck, but it's not like a $30 bottle of wine. It's like,
yeah, in this pandemic, we need.
Haley, what are you drinking?
Well, was drinking in a show cup, in a Hello Dolly show glass, rhubarb liqueur from Iceland, ding dong, thing that I got when I was in Iceland a few years ago with like vodka and seltzer. But I'm just not, like, it's good, but now I'm just kind of not feeling it. So I have a glass of red wine on the side. I don't even know if I'll drink that.
That's double fisting.
I mean, mostly it's going to be water.
right, sure. Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have a gin and tonic with a game time decision, which is I decided I needed cocktail straws in my house, but I only had full size straws. And so I cut a silicone straw in half.
All right.
Now I have cocktail straws.
That's cool.
Brian, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Polar Lime Seltzer, and I pour tequila in it.
Into the can?
I got lazy.
Classy.
Oh my god.
Classy schmassy.
So proud.
Super easy to mix together.
Mm-hmm.
But we are doing movie club trivia today. So we are taking all of the trivia from every movie we've watched in the movie club, and we're going to figure this out. So I am going to pass it off to our trivia master today, Kevin.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
And welcome to Movie Club Trivia.
Oh. Ooh.
I'm today to bring you up
this movie phone.
I'm doing the movie phone voice. okay, I'm super excited to take you on this journey. The journey that we went on for the movie club in like the 8 months or so plus that we did it
was
a wild journey that took a lot of weird twists and turns. So this trivia is going to happen the same way. I wanted it to be very regimented and like set and almost like Jeopardy-ian. Is that a word? I just made it. Jeopardy-ian.
Jeopardy-ian.
But it kind of went into a weird place. So I will basically, the way this is going to work is we have two teams playing today. Our teams are the hosts versus the mosts.
The mosts.
Our host team is Brian Plofsky and Miss Kimberly Cooper Schmidt.
Yes. Oh, or Jay Schmidt, as I'm still called on this Zoom. I didn't change it today. I'm in his chair.
And then our most team is our guest of the Broadway, Miss Haley Pachoon and Aaron Albano. Ooh. So these movie club trivia episodes will be airing in and just after February, which is Black History Month. So each team is playing for an organization that supports, lifts up, and does important work for the Black theater community and beyond. We'll be donating to two organizations, and the amount will depend on which team wins. Brian, do you want to tell us what team hosts are, or the team host is playing for what charity?
Sure. Team host is playing for Broadway for Racial Justice. They fight racial justice and equity by providing immediate resources, assistance, and amplification for BIPOC in the Broadway and theatrical community. And you can follow them on Instagram at Broadway for Racial Justice. It's just Broadway for Racial Justice, all spelled out. We'll tag them in some of our in some of our stuff, but that's who Kimberly and I are playing for.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mr. Albano.
And then
tell us who the most are playing for.
The most.
Yes. Team Most is playing for Broadway Advocacy Coalition. Broadway Advocacy Coalition was founded by a bunch of members of the Broadway community, Jackie Bell, Amber Iman, Cameron J. Ross, Britton Smith, Adrian Warren, and Christian Dante White. And they started in 2016 as a direct response to the nation's pandemic of racism and police brutality. They've been able to do a lot of work, and they've been doing a lot of work, especially in the last year, ever since the execution of George Floyd. They've gotten really active in calling out our industry in particular and working immensely to combat the evils that exist within our community. So you can follow that. You can, for more information on them, you can find them at bwayadvocacycoalition.org. And I think you can find their Instagram handle on that website as well.
Cool.
Amazing. So we got our team set up. We got everything ready to go. So basically each team is going to have one person who is assigned to keep track of their score. And this is going to be an honest score, not a Kevin Jaeger score. So give yourself the real points and try to keep up with my Mad Hatter-esque point delineations for each category.
Cool.
That's going to be fun.
There's math involved? I'm
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way it's going to start is Kimberly and Brian are starting out with 10 points. And Haley and Aaron are starting out with 16.
Excuse me? Why the lead?
Why are we so privileged?
Because you're the most. And I just decided. Okay.
And then watch all of these movies?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm giving them a handicap because Haley had not seen all of these movies with us.
That's fair. So
And I just decided that.
It'd be incredible if I got all of them right, though. And I never...
just really good at like context clues and questions.
Yeah. But it would never happen because I'm terrible at test taking. It's why I didn't get into NYU. So it's okay.
Haley's
look at me now, NYU. All right.
So here we go. We're going to dive in here right now. We got 10 points on the host team, 16 points on the most team.
And we're already winning.
Our first category here is going to be worth 1 point for each question.
Okay.
And
here's a question. Do we lose points if we get it wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
You so just made that up. If he didn't ask that question, that wouldn't have been true.
Correct. I just made that up. I love it.
Done.
Very Deportian. Deportian? Deportian. Okay. So here we go. The first category is called Trivia with a capital T. And basically this category is trivia that I made up about these movies that would be said if you're getting like Caddy has had four margaritas gay Kevin, who says something that's like sweet but like gay Caddy about this film. So we'll see how this goes. So just to kind of switch it up, this first question is a three-part question. So you get 3 points if you get it all right. And last thing before we start is each team needs to come up with a loud sound or expletive, not cursing, but some kind of crazy words that you can say that's going to be your like phoning in or like logging in thing. So talk amongst yourselves and decide. You have 10 seconds. 10, 9,
do we just make sounds?
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be the vocal one. We'll chime
for a first kiss.
All right. So hosts are gonna chime and the most are gonna just make
noises.
Loud.
We're gonna squeal.
We're gonna belt.
Maybe I would say maybe you guys should come up with a vocal thing just to make sure that it picks it up on like the Zoom.
Oh. Wait, you're talking to the host?
We can make movements too.
Oh, right. I mean, I can see you, so I can make the. I'm going to make the anyways. That's fine.
Can we just raise our hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't raise your hands because I might not see it because I'm going to be reading. Also, let me finish the question before you buzz
us. And this is just a free for all?
This is you guys first.
This first category, it's going to be. We're always going to do ladies versus gentlemen for this category. So we'll start with the ladies so the girls are competing. Here we go. Ladies. This actress in a leading role led this filmed version of a musical to a solid 2+, but was not our favorite in a role created for this filmed version of a Broadway musical that also earned a 2+ for solid performances from cinematic heavy hitters and our general love of the Broadway show. So you have to tell me the name of the actress who played the lead in a musical that we all pretty much liked, but was the created role in a musical that we didn't really like that created role, but we liked the movie overall. All right. If you're totally lost, you can throw in talking to your partner. I'll give you 10 seconds to talk to your partner. Go.
Should we do it via chat?
You can do it however you want. You got 10 seconds. 10, 9,
do you know?
8, 7, 6, 5.
She was the lead of a movie. These are both 2+.
Yes.
The lead of a 2+ and the supporting of a 2+.
Correct.
But we didn't like her in either.
We liked her in the lead, but not in the supporting.
In a filmed version of a musical.
They were both filmed versions of musicals. One, she played the lead, and one, she played a character that was created just for the filmed version.
It's the same person?
The same actress.
Same actress.
Oh, I know. I know the answer.
Wait, did Aaron beep in or no?
Oh, wait, are we able to? I thought the girls were beeping in.
We are. So if Brian texts it to me and then I say it.
Right. So you can message it or tell it to Haley. This is going great. Wait,
one character was created for the movie?
Mm-hmm.
The part that we didn't like, the characters created for the movie.
Brian, have you typed me something?
So you should be coming up with an actress, the name of the movie she was the lead of, and the name of the movie she was supporting. Haley's in? All right, Haley, what you got?
Okay, what do you want first?
The actress?
Meryl Streep.
Okay, what was film one that we liked her as the lead?
The Prom.
And what was the film that we didn't like her because of a made-up character?
Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, that's a good guess, but you're incorrect.
I have a second guess.
Kimberly.
Tracy Ullman.
Okay, and what was the film we liked her as the lead?
In Once Upon a Mattress.
And what was the film that we didn't like her made-up character?
The Prom.
Oh,
that is correct.
So that was my initial thought when you said we didn't like a made-up character, but then I couldn't remember any movie we'd ever talked about.
What was the made-up character in The Prom?
Barry's mom.
Barry's mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, no.
The concept alone.
I mean, I'll never watch it, but oh, no.
Okay. So I'm sorry, ladies, that we started off with a hard one, but hopefully these will get easier.
that was a hard one, but now the chat's up. So now
that was good.
Yeah, thank God.
I think the wording of the question was confusing, but once we talked through it, like, I understand where you were going. Totally.
But now the tone has been set for this.
Yeah,
video.
Yeah, so that was totally a tone question.
I had
100%.
A brunch for one and made these questions up. So we're going
to. Oh, really? I couldn't tell.
All right. Question two. This film.
So now this is for us.
This is the boys. Yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen. Okay. This film that was robbed of its one plus status by all of you jabronis was also robbed of its one plus status when the production starred this Marvel actress instead of the Broadway original known to many people for playing Nancy Botwin in Weeds.
Say it again. Oh, he's ringing.
Brian
knows. I know too.
So, what am I supposed to, what are my answers? I know what it is, but I don't know which specific answers you want from me.
You can get the film. The name of the film that I'm talking about is 1 point, and you can get 2 bonus points if you can name the two actresses.
Sure. It's Proof. It's Gwyneth Paltrow and it's Mary Louise Parker.
That is correct. Brian gets 3 points for his team.
Oh. Did I get points for Tracy Ullman? And if so, how many?
I was like, are we tied now? Everybody's tied? 16 to 16?
Yeah.
Great.
Is that right?
There goes our lead.
No, because... Oh, did
I think I only got 2.
No, Kimberly, you got 3 points because you got all three. So
all
you got
3.
16 to 16 now.
Okay, is it ladies again?
It's ladies again. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, this is perfect. This movie was like combining the boring storybook character Madeline with a poor man's Harry Potter. If you drop off the last word of the title of this film, it sums up my feelings about it. Kimberly.
The Worst Witch.
That is correct.
The greatest movie ever.
I was thinking about it today for some reason. I was like, remember that film?
Growing up isn't easy.
Okay. Wait, that one answer gets 3 points?
So that one answer gets 1 point.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Aaron, we're doing great.
We're doing awesome.
All right, gentlemen. This movie came out swinging with gay themes, gay relationships, and a star-studded cast of the gay elite.
Ding, 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 ding.
Aaron.
Boys in the Band.
That is correct.
No way Aaron got that in before I did.
Oh, I thought it was that other one that we all hated.
I'm sure Kevin will bring that one up.
You got a point, Haley.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
All right, ladies. Tom Hanks is not usually my favorite, but he freaking slaps in this film. Maybe it's because he's picking up on the magic that is Emma Thompson. Haley.
Saving Mr. Banks.
That is correct.
Kimberly, I think we need to make vocal noises.
I think so too. Like a guttural grunt.
At one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 1 point.
That was 1 point.
Great.
All right. Each of you needs to pick a specific vocal noise now, like for your team.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
And ours is, ah.
That's what I was going to be.
Because that's what Haley just did.
All right. So ding, Haley ding, and Aaron ding, are ah, and Brian and Kimberly are bell noises.
Yeah. I'm going to blame the Zoom lag for any time I don't go first.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Smart.
Are we on the,
So far, you've been doing pretty well. So.
True.
We're on the gentleman now.
Yeah.
Brian was a bit unhappy with us when we didn't love a film that seemed.
You have to wait.
You have to finish the question.
All right. Okay. Brian, Aaron and Haley lose a point because Aaron tried to buzz in. Aha. Before the question is over.
Minus one.
Great.
Brian was a bit unhappy with us when we didn't love a film that seemed to have all the ingredients to win us all over. I mean, it had Liza.
Ding, 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 ding.
Brian.
Cabaret.
That's correct.
I thought he ding, 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 or tried to ding, ding, ding in the last one. So that's why I thought we could jump the question.
Okay, take a point away from Brian and Kimberly, too.
Been over here itching my ear.
All right, here we go. Next question for the ladies. This solid 2+ musical surprise featured one of the sexiest leading couples in a film and beautiful performances. Way to go, Netflix. But like the bartender part was weird.
Ding ding ding.
Kimberly.
Been so long?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about the bartender.
That was Juneteenth episode.
Oh my British God. That one. Gorgeous. Oh, yes.
Kayla Cole. You should watch her HBO. I think we mentioned on the show her HBO show, I Will Destroy
You. It's awesome.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gentlemen, Matthew Broderick starred in Ferris Bueller, and I'm one of the only people in the world who hates that movie and wishes he would get caught the whole time. I don't know why, I just do. Well, he found his way onto our movie list with this movie.
Ding, 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 ding.
Brian.
Biloxi Blues.
That's correct.
I blame the lag.
The Chateau, Saint-Michel.
That too.
Also, when you're screaming, it just kind of sounds like you're screaming. It took me a while to register that was you dinging. I thought you were just like,
it's gotta be like
no, to ding in on.
It's like a dead face yell, though.
When Aaron's yelling, it's kind of like Kathy from the cartoon Kathy. Nobody.
Kathy!
Oh. Ack!
Ack!
Now that sounds like Mars Attacks.
Totally.
Familiar.
Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
tap dancing is the worst, but it's okay in this movie because it's iconic. Sucks that he was mean to her, though, in real life.
Ding.
Haley.
Singing in the Rain.
Correct.
Yay, we got a point.
This was incredible, gentlemen. This was incredible, and we all loved it, which is surprising because the title sounds like a terrible presentation I'd have to sit through in ninth grade history class.
Ding, 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 ding.
Brian.
What the Constitution means to me?
Correct.
Oh, man.
Oh, good one.
I was deciding between that and Latin History for Morons.
Really solid.
Ladies, final question of the category. I took a swing and a miss when I suggested this spooky theatrical-themed movie that did the Scottish play and all of us dirty when we watched it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Kimberly.
I do not remember the name of this film.
Well, then you lose.
But I know what it is. So was it called?
You may have gotten a text.
Can't text yet. That wasn't open yet.
But he's my team. And you said we could ask our team.
I didn't say that yet.
I didn't look at it yet.
Okay, then don't look. Do you have an answer?
Ghostlight?
That is correct.
What's Ghostlight?
Oh,
it
you
was a
guys
horrible
watched,
horror film.
You guys watched Ghostlight.
With Nikisha. With Nikisha. You guys weren't there.
Oh, God. Cool. I would never watch a horror movie.
It wasn't scary.
Especially not that one.
Oh, three minus, I guess.
Huh?
Was that Nikisha's week of choosing?
We did it as our Halloween Patreon.
Oh, right, right, right.
Okay, so we're moving on to a new category. Everybody ready? Can I get an update on the scores, please?
18.
18. What about the hosts?
10, 13, 16, 17, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Are we tied?
No, one,
they're up one. The hosts are up one.
19 to 18 as we move into a category that seems like it's not fair, but it totally is.
Oh, no.
Great. This category is called Aaron's Friend, where each question has to do with somebody who's Aaron's friend.
Fierce.
All right, so we'll start with... Are we starting with gentlemen or ladies? Actually, no, we're switching up. So this time, it's going to be Haley and Brian and
what?
Aaron and Kimberly as the pairings. So you're still in the same team.
Wait, but then who do we know whose team gets to donate to where?
No. The teams are the same, but you guys are competing and then we're competing.
So you and Brian are doing questions together and Kimberly and Aaron are doing a question together.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start with Kimberly and Aaron.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. And don't buzz in until the question is finished.
Wait, I have to go against whose friends it is?
Correct. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Aaron's friend returned for the third installment of a franchise that also saw the return of Robin Williams.
Say it again?
Aaron's friend returned for this third installment of a franchise that also saw the return of Robin Williams.
Oh,
my friend.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, Kimberly. And you have to, name the person and the movie.
Leia Salonga.
Oh.
Aladdin. Prince of Thieves. Return of Jafar.
What's your answer?
Return of Jafar.
Okay, so you get 1 point for Leia.
Aaron, can I steal the second one?
Aaron, can you get the second point?
Prince of Thieves.
Oh, no.
No.
King of Thieves.
You know what? I'll give it to you. And for this round, every question is worth 2 points. So So Kimberly,
first of all, this game is horse crap. That you say it isn't, he gets a second answer. This is, I understand this is Calvin Ball, Kevin's
Wait,
Corner.
What's it really called?
It's
Aladdin, King of Thieves.
The King of Thieves.
And the King of Thieves.
Right. But so Kimberly gets 2 points and Aaron gets 2 points.
Right.
I side with Brian on the sentiments about this game.
I do too, but I got points, so I'm good.
Oh, this is so perfect how this worked out. And you know what, Brian, you get a chance to make up points here, okay? So calm down.
Never. Right. When it comes to trivia, you're messing with the wrong person.
Of course. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course Aaron has friends in this film we watched. He co-starred in the original Broadway production.
Ding, 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 ding.
Brian.
Is this Every Little Step?
No, it's not. You lose 2 points. Haley.
Newsies Live?
That is correct. Now, Haley got 2 points, and Haley gets 2 points for every one of Aaron's friends that you can name who are in the live cap.
Jeremy Jordan.
Okay, 2 points. Somebody keep track of it. Carol Lindsay, that's 2 points.
I could name probably everyone in the Broadway company.
But they're not all in.
Some crossover.
Ben Fankhauser, is he in the movie?
Yes.
I can't remember. Is Adam Kaplan's not in the movie?
The next time you say the wrong name, it's off. Like, you're out.
What's Ben's last name?
Five.
I assume I can't help her, so that's not how this game goes. Two,
one. Okay, so you got 6 bonus points to that additional two that you made.
God.
In my defense, we make fun of him for being in the original cast of A Chorus Line all the time, and I thought your question was being sassy.
I also thought your question was being sassy.
I understand and appreciate that, and I will give you guys 1 point for that.
I also forgot we watched Newsies.
Kimberly, give your team 1 point for that.
I did.
Do they not get to name my friends in that to see if they can?
They do not.
Apparently not.
Okay, great.
And we're moving on.
It's us again.
This game really keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, just keeping you going. All right, this is Aaron and Kimberly.
Correct.
Yep.
Aaron's friend belts her face off as a postwoman who knows what she wants in this movie, which also included Ricky Martin, who I think is really hot.
Ding, 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 ding.
Kimberly.
Jingle Jangle.
What is the full title of the film?
There's a full title. Jingle Jangle.
Something about the girl's name, but I'm not on your team, but I don't remember. I can't steal because I don't remember it.
Someone's something.
All right, I will give you the full 2 points. It's Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey.
A Christmas Journey. Why can't I steal my own teams?
Brian knew it, so we got the points.
You told us you were friends with the girl that played like the post woman, right?
Mm-mm.
Aaron's friends with everybody, so I'm sure if he met her, they would be friends. So that
Fritz Wallace sings a song in it, so that's close enough, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said that you knew that woman.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
It works for the category. It was a great question. So we're moving on.
It was a good question. Good job.
All right. The next category, and this one is called Quote Boat. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read you a quote, and you're going to tell me what movie it's from. And let's keep the same pairings that we had before. So we'll start with Brian and Haley.
Sure.
Is this still 2 points each?
And this one is Quote Boat will be 5 points each. And you can get a 2-point bonus if you can name the character that says it.
Okay.
Either the character that says it or the name of the actor that says it. I'll give you either.
Okay.
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 Okay. So Haley and Brian, are you ready for this? And
sure.
Don't buzz in until I finish. All right, here we go. Juliet Simone, please. Her name is Julie Simon, and she grew up in Perth Amboy. Her father managed a Walmart.
Ding, 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 ding.
Haley.
Center stage. Zoe Saldana.
Oh, no. You're right. You're right at center stage, but it's not Zoe Saldana that says it. Brian, can you tell me who says it? Either the actress's name or the character?
No, I can't.
It is said by Deborah Monk, who plays
the character. Oh, right.
Maureen.
In the cafeteria.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you still get the 5 points.
Yay!
All right, Kimberly and Aaron, are you ready?
That was going to be my question, though. Dang it.
It's a little bit longer, so just, like, stick with me. But ain't it strange how it all makes perfect sense once your life becomes evidence? The need to feel love is more than real. Because your mother's love might seem insane, it's because she really knows everything. Too bad it takes so long to see what you've been missing. I'll read it again.
Yeah.
Ain't it strange how it all makes perfect sense once your life becomes evidence? The need to feel love is more than real. Because your mother's love might seem insane, it's because she really knows everything. Too bad it takes so long to see what you've been missing.
Ding, ding.
Kimberly.
Is it something from Hello Again?
It is not. So you lose 5 points.
I lose 5?
You do.
God, these
Good
rules.
Lord.
I can't. I don't want to risk it because I don't know.
Guess, Aaron.
It's so fun to guess.
I'll open it to your partners.
No.
You know?
I don't know.
No. No clue.
No.
That is,
no idea.
That is Stu from Passing Strange.
Oh. Awesome.
That was so good.
I did not watch that one very intently. So.
No, me either, right. Apparently.
So this one, next pairing is for Brian and Haley. This one, there are two characters involved. So I'll do something to let you know when I'll turn my head to let you know when it's somebody different talking.
Yes, scene work.
So you can get
Take your hat off.
You can get 2 points for each one. I'll take my hat off. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, great.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you trust me? What? Trust me.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll give that to Brian.
That is Aladdin, and it is Aladdin and Jasmine.
You are correct.
Good job.
That was a tie.
What was that, 10 points? That's a good amount of points.
But I totally screwed over Brian earlier, so I had to make it up to him.
Wait, what was that, 5 points?
That was a lot of points. 5 points plus 2 points for each character, so that was a 9-point round.
My God.
Fierce.
Okay. This next one.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't have got it if you didn't switch your hat around.
Oh. Yeah. You're welcome. This next one is for Aaron and Kimberly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is amok, 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 amok.
Ding,
Aaron.
I forgot my sound. That would be Sarah Sanderson, Sarah Jessica Parker from Hocus Pocus.
You are correct.
I didn't remember what information you needed, so I just said it all.
That was that's 5 points plus a 2-point bonus.
To 7 points. We got it.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to save the rest of these quotes for next time. So we're going to move on to our next category.
Okay.
Oh, no, you what? What time is it? We're going to finish out this category, and this will be the end of this episode. That's what we're going to do. I changed my mind. All right. This is for Haley and Brian.
Yes.
I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh. Even worse, when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate that I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little. Not even at all. Ding, 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 ding. I got to give it to Brian because he just stuck it in.
That is 10 Things I Hate About You, Julia Stiles.
Even Kimberly knows that I was first to get that in.
Brian is on my team, but Haley was there.
She got it.
I'm saying just when I finished the question. All right.
Yes!
Here we go.
I blame the lag.
Here we go. Here's the last one.
Me and Aaron.
For Aaron.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And this is what's going to put us into the end of this episode, moving into the next round.
Okay. Math.
All right, here we go. Hello, I'm Eugene Levy. And yes, I'm an actor. No, I said cappuccino. I'm here to talk about something very important. And no, it's not about me or my career. I'm here to talk about subliminal messages in rock and roll music. Or is it simply known in some cultures, rock music? You see, for years, the government has been wisely coercing teenagers to buy products they normally wouldn't want just to get their money. Fact, kids don't have bills to pay. Fact, they don't pay taxes. But they do babysit and hold minimum wage jobs that earn them wads of cash as substantial as, well, my body of work. But kids today aren't dumb. They're not going to buy just anything. That's why the government has been planting small subliminal advertising suggestions in today's rock music. The results? We can now get these kids to buy just about anything. We can have them chasing a new trend every week. And that is good for the economy. And what's good for the economy is good for the country. So God bless the United States of America, the most ass-kicking country in the world.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, man.
Me?
Yes.
Eugene Levy and Josie and the Pussycats.
That is correct.
And,
that's a film. That's a film.
Also, you gave the answer in the question, but I'll take it.
I just had to do that one because that quote is just so amazing.
My name is
that
Eugene.
That quote, Levy. That paragraph.
Okay, so that
math. Okay,
that brings us to the end of the first round of all of this. So I'm going to have Kimberly and Haley tally up their scores so we know where we are going into the next round.
40.
Okay, so the most have 40, which is like half of Aaron's age. And let's see what the most
have. Yeah, because he was in the original cast of A Chorus Line. <Kevin. laughs>
Oh, God.
Look at that math going.
Girl, you got glasses on. You can do this.
33.
Ugh.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know. It's possible I missed one writing it down. But also there was a -5 moment, so I apologize.
All right. So that is the end of this episode today for our trivia. So we have
the
hosts are winning, trailing with the host trailing. We'll see how this goes in double trivia. Or as I call it, double Jeopardian.
Great.
I'll figure out how this is, and we'll get it right for the next episode.
Yeah, so you can make sure to follow us on all social media. You can find us at Broadwasted. You can also find us on Facebook at our Facebook group. Join that. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. Rate and review us on all those. 5 stars.
Please.
So stay tuned for part 2 to see which team wins it all. And as a reminder, in honor of Black History Month, we're playing for and donating to Broadway for Racial Justice and Broadway Advocacy Coalition. So feel free to check out their websites or social media and donate if you can this month or any month, because Black history is American history, and it's more than just this month. So let us celebrate, and we raise a glass. And our quote today is cool rider. And as we end every episode,
cheers.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.